Unit 7, page 72, exercise 1.
Bike theft on the rise. It's a bike rider's worst nightmare. You lock your bike and leave it, but when you come back, it's gone. Urban biking in the U.S. is increasing everywhere, but bike crime is too. In New York City last year, thieves stole about 60,000 bikes. Most people don't report bike thefts because the police rarely do anything. Serious crimes like murder and vandalism take up most of their time. Stealing bikes is easy, as filmmakers Casey and Van Neistat discovered. They made a movie that showed it was too easy to steal a bike in New York City. In the movie, Casey stole his own bike in various situations, and the police only stopped him once. We interviewed two victims of bike theft to find out what happened to them. Were they being careful when their bikes were stolen? First, we spoke to Steve. Was he doing anything wrong? Steve was riding his bike alone at night.
I was riding on a back street when I saw two boys. They were laughing and talking while they were walking towards me. They weren't doing anything threatening. Then, while I was riding past, one of the boys pushed me and I fell off my bike. While I was getting up, the other boy hit me. Then they took my bike and ran away. I reported it to the police, but they never found it.
Eva didn't lock her bike.
I was riding my bike with a friend. We stopped at a store to get some groceries. We left our bikes on the sidewalk while we were shopping. I didn't lock my bike because I was only in the store for a couple of minutes. I was looking out the door while I was waiting in line at the register. A guy was standing near my bike, but he wasn't doing anything suspicious. When I got outside, the guy was riding away, fast, on my bike. I ran after him, but he disappeared. I reported it to the police, but nothing happened.
Make it hard for criminals. Don't ride alone at night. Lock your bike. Keep your bike indoors. Report thefts to the police.